You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
You, Rampage, is that I see you on a lot of podcasts giving people game, talking about the industry, talking about what Chris Lighty did for you, rest in peace, talking about, you know, coming up, how your family stepped in, made sure you signed a good deal, made sure Bus signed a good deal, and y'all ran it like a business. I love that about that you're giving back to all of the young people in the industry, man. You're letting people know.
I love you forever.
You're letting people know.
Direct me, hit me.
Rampage has some people he's talking to, but I love Super.
Yeah.
That Rampage really goes on that tour. He talks about what he knows in the industry. He's trying to give back to the young people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so important.
Let me just tell you this. For me to go to the next level, I gotta pass it on to somebody else.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
We can't keep it to ourselves.
That's true.
But I gotta pass it to somebody
else.
That's true. I gotta pass it to somebody that I love,
right?
And then I trust.
You trust.
And the two young
trust
men that
everything.
Was on the show earlier,
yep.
I love and I trust.
Yep.
And I've
and
been,
they, and
I,
they
I,
have and they have bars.
And
they
it's
have
no
bars.
Bullshit.
Right.
This is what they do.
Right.
All I can do is draw a picture and say, you know what, Breezy? I got an idea that'll work. Like I just told him, I got something where. We can go get something, but we gotta build it before we grab you.
Right.
We gotta show what we can do. You know, we gotta go to the stage, but we can't give a f- about nobody else.
Right.
Because they don't care about us. And I told Breezy, we don't never do a 360 deal.
Oh,
we
no,
do a
no,
straight
no.
deal right. where they give us straight money.
Right.
That's the deal we want. We want a deal that he can take care of his family for the next 7 years.
Yeah.
We want a deal where. Yeah, they give us $1 million, but Breezy got to walk away with at least $600,000 in an advance, knowing that he got a number one record. And when the record go number one, I can go back like Chris Lighty and go, well, he just went number one. I need another $600,000 for his next single. And we ain't going to put out no album until his third single go platinum.
Wow.
But he just made it, so six and six is what? $600,000 is what?
That's 12.2.
Guess what?
That's 1.2 M.
We didn't have an M.
Right.
But if we keep playing that same game and that same blueprint, and we constantly giving the people music, now that's turning into $5 million. So I'll take it back to Atlantic. Hey, can you dig it?
Right.
He did $5 million on his own. Can you dig it?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Rampage.
Game,
okay.
Craig Killerman is saying, all right, we're going to give y'all $20 million. I said, Breezy, we ain't going to take no advance. We're going to drop the single, pay for the video, because we know being consistent, if we drop this record, Puerto Rico is going to pick up $250 of that.
Right.
True.
But if we do it at $199 per record or $599 a record, what those numbers is looking like.
Wow.
So the money you just gave us, we gave you a single, but we didn't tap into the budget. We just kept the video, the first video, and the second video, and we gave him a couple of dollars. He did the same work. We shipped the same records to 100,000 DJs. Then we went to DRT, and within the week, he had a digital plaque. Within 8 weeks.
Wow.
Word.
Now we can go back to Atlantic and say, can you dig it?
Damn.
Because a lot of y'all artists can't do 1,500 spins at DRT.
They can't do that.
I got a plan.
Well, I mean, we know that you've been an A&R. We know that you've been on the executive side of the business as well.
But
man,
that's what I really want to do.
Me and Super spent a lot of time on the Heat DJ calls.
Right.
And see how you manage that like clockwork. I told you that you just like me, Rampage. I just went to business school. You went to the school of hard knocks. Me and you the same dude.
Right.
You know, I'm wearing a suit. You wearing military pants and some Tim's.
Yep.
But let it's me, the same. Can it's I the tell same, you It's the same business.
I was talking to C's earlier from Black Ink.
Right.
Which, shout out to Lil C.
I'm gonna get him on both shows.
Okay.
He's a friend of ours. I walked in Black Ink Brooklyn today, right?
Yeah.
And I asked C, what's the difference between you and other tattooists? You have more of a new tattoo brand.
Right.
Right. Right? But what I don't see is merch. More merch.
Interesting.
More right. T-shirts.
Right.
More sneakers.
Right.
More teaching
right.
the younger generation how to tat.
Right.
Wow.
Because at the end of the day, you're an artist.
Definitely.
Right. Right.
It's about the picture that you can draw.
Right. Right.
So he was like, yo, Ramp, I didn't even think of that.
Wow.
So this dude got tons of ink franchises.
Right.
I said, you got to do how Rick Ross is using Wingstop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got Brooklyn and Harlem, and you got Houston. But in every store, you got to use your merchandising, your logo, your tickets.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you walk in the office, yeah. you got to have your own 50 yeah. said it best. I got these deal on G-Unit Reebok, and right. nobody was wearing the sneakers, but they were just cutting me this check.
Right.
That's crazy.
What's
that's
the use
that's true.
Of doing an endorsement deal when you can't exhaust it for what it is?
Right.
And shout out
right.
to you, because them new sneaks you got are fire, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I'm a big
yeah.
fan
the classic.
All right, of those so, red bottoms
because it's my
and
birthday.
The all white.
And listen, because it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Because it's my birthday.
Because it's
and
your I, birthday.
And y'all my best friends in the world.
Right.
When I talk to Dave tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your red bottoms is coming.
All right.
Your soft
size
whites
13.
Is coming.
Get it.
On your brother.
Okay.
Those was dope.
Okay. Okay.
And that's 2017 I've been rocking with them.
Yeah. Dope, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, and that's on your brother.
So okay. you hear Rampage.
7 days y'all get those.
I'm hearing
it's,
it.
It's the businessman in Rampage is really kicked in. I'm sitting here with Rampage, TJ Super, two moguls, two brothers. And it's just great to see. It's great to see African-American men out here making business moves.
Yeah.
You know, moving to the next level. Rampage said tonight, said, I got 56 plaques on my wall. Like, that was
56.
Real profound.
I got a plan.
That was really profound. 56.
Yeah.
That's not a one-hit wonder.
Nah.
You're not a one-hit wonder when you have 56 plaques
nah.
on your wall. That means that you put out multiple albums, multiple singles. That right. was very
whoa,
successful.
Whoa, let me tell you what I told Amadeus.
I was going to clarify. Go ahead.
Well, Amadeus did the numbers for me because I was trying to get my new plaques.
Right.
But he found out one of my records was at 100 million that I was a part of.
Wow.
And he found
wow.
out another record. So I Know What You Want by Mariah Carey, that's at 100 million in
wow.
streams, right?
Yeah.
Then my second
wow.
record is 80 million streams with Flavor in Your Ear.
That's
right.
Right? Then my next one is 30 million with Woo Ha or whatever.
Okay.
Then it trickles down to all the records that I was a part of and the records that I wrote.
Right.
A lot
right.
of people don't understand I'm a ghostwriter.
You know that you ghost, right?
I'm
yeah.
a ghostwriter. So again, a lot of records that I contribute to went gold and platinum.
Wow.
So I'm not just an average rapper.
Right.
You know, I contribute to the culture.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay, these same contracts
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How?
To the patient.
I have moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now there's Skyrizi.
Things are getting clearer. Yeah, I feel free.
Keep your skin clean.
clearer with Skyrizi. 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. Of those, nearly 9 out of 10 sustained it through 1 year. And Skyrizi is 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
I see nothing in a different way. And it's my moment, so I just gotta say.
Skyrizi may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or coughs, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Ask your dermatologist about Skyrizi.
James Lewis.
Don't ask me for any GoFundMe stuff. Don't. If you're not, you know, if you're my family, if you're my people, if we're crew, if your kids are my godkids, my nieces, my nephews, then that's different. But if I don't know you like that, don't ask me for money. If you just because you went to church with me, don't ask me for money.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm talking about you tools that are out there trying to raise money so your kids can go to Spain for the summer. Or Australia. Or you're trying to send your kid to some type of basketball camp so they can work on their broke three-pointer.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.